The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we're going to talk about things to look forward to at Disney World in 2018 and beyond. That's coming up on this episode 165 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com and Prep School Travel. Thank you so much for being here for episode 165. It's our first episode of 2018, so I'm excited to dive into this year. As usual, the year is off to a busy start. This is when people really start thinking about how to escape the cold, and they try to book. They want to book trips to places like the Caribbean or cruises and Disney World, of course. So things have been very busy from a website and a travel agency standpoint, which I always love. I really like the busyness of it all. As always, I want to remind you to follow on social media. You pick the platform and look for WDW Prep School, and you will find me there. My favorite thing right now is Instagram stories. I've been having lots of fun with those, and that's where a lot of times I will post things before I post anywhere else because I want to try it out. Like, I wonder what if people think this is useful or what, you know, that kind of thing. So I'll post it there and then start posting it everywhere else, including today's quick tip, which of course I will have before we wrap up this episode. Before we dive into the main topic today, I wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping. When I was on my last trip, which has been a few weeks ago, there was a lot of different news over the last few weeks that has come out. And so I thought I would spend the first part of this podcast just going through Disney World news and commenting about it, because lots of people have asked me questions. So I'm literally just going to scroll through some top news stories and we're going to chat about it. One of the most recent ones that pops up is the Circle of Life at Epcot is permanently closing, and that is happening February 3rd, I believe it is the last day for that. Now, Circle of Life is in the Land Pavilion with Soarin'. It's not a great attraction, but what's more interesting about it is that a lot of people, or it's rumored that they're planning to move some things that would normally take place in the World Showcase in event spaces into the Circle of Life area, and that will allow them to make room for possibly a new pavilion in the World Showcase and possibly a Brazilian pavilion in the World Showcase. That's just rumored. Disney hasn't announced that, but that is one sort of fun thing to ponder about the Circle of Life closure at Epcot. All right, moving on to something else. I think I mentioned this during my last trip report, which is that a lot of Disney restaurants have now started to appear in Open Table, and those appear to be non-park restaurants because anybody can dine outside the parks. So it makes sense to make those available in Open Table where anybody can book it. So if you have any issues booking restaurants that are at resorts or Disney Springs, then I would check Open Table for that. Another thing is that Festival of Fantasy is going back to its 3 p.m. time. For a while, Festival of Fantasy has taken place at 2 o'clock. Now it's back to its 3 o'clock, so it's literally the 3 o'clock parade, as it's often been known. What else do we have here? Okay, this was a big one that happened in December that I had not commented on, because this is when I was at Disney World and I saw it come up, but I wasn't at my computer to really sit and think about it. And this is that Disney Springs resorts, through people staying at Disney Springs resorts in 2018, will be able to use extra magic hours and book fast passes 60 days ahead of time which is a huge benefit to the people obviously staying in those resorts. And so people kept saying, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I love it. I love that it gives people options to stay off site and have some benefits, like the Swan and Dolphin have been in this category for a long time. They have been able to book ahead of time and enjoy some on-site benefits. And so now it's just been expanded to like 6 or 8 new resorts. The difficult thing about that is that it's already so hard to get some fast passes, you know, particularly Flight of Passage and Frozen Ever After, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. They're all pretty difficult to get. And we're getting ready to have Toy Story Land opening. So we have, you know, more competitive things to try to get into. So it's hard. You know, they keep opening it to more and more people. So I'm happy for people that stay offsite. I'm happy for people that want to pay for their stays with hotel points, because these are those kind of hotels. But it does make it difficult for people staying at Disney World resorts. You know, it's even harder because there's a lot more competition. So I guess I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. But this is the way it looks to be for 2018. Who knows if it'll extend beyond that, but we will find out soon, or at least by the end of the year. Another thing that is new that started at the end of December was that there will be daily housekeeping service, mousekeeping service, or visits for mousekeeping at least. And if you're DVC and you're used to just having service every few days, you will have daily trash service. This is almost certainly a reaction to the unfortunate shooting in Las Vegas, where someone had been in their room and had not been visited by housekeeping. This is probably not a huge deal to a lot of people. It is interesting though, because for a while people had the ability to decline housekeeping and get a gift card. I almost always decline housekeeping because I travel with my laptop for work purposes, and I just don't want it taken. It doesn't fit in most of the safes, and as much as I can hide it and try to keep it away, I'm just always nervous it's going to get taken. So I almost always decline it, but now there will be daily visits for safety purposes. So that's a change that is starting now. And hopping back to more recent news, Dole Whips are now available at Pop Century. They previously, you could get them at Magic Kingdom, which is the most popular place, and there's often a line. You could get them at the Polynesian. You could sometimes get them at Epcot. But the fact that they're available at Pop Century is fantastic. And also, there were new deals announced this week that go through August. So there's a package deal that gives you one quick service meal per day, and there's a room only discount. So if you're traveling between now and then, you can take advantage of that deal. If you're booking a new trip by yourself, you can go to the promotion page on the Disney World website and check availability. If you've already got something booked, you can try to modify your booking to use this. And if you want to work with a travel agent to find the best promotions, you can look at the link in the show notes for a connection to my team, and they'd be glad to help you. All right, I think that's going to wrap up all of the recent news, and I think we're caught up. So let's move on to today's main topic. Now that we are firmly into 2018, at least a few days into 2018, I wanted to talk a little bit today about what we can look forward to this year, because 2017 was pretty great at Disney World, but 2018 is going to be even better. So let's go through 4 things to look forward to in 2018, and then I'll talk about some things that we can look forward to after this year too, because it's just going to keep getting better every year for the next several years. So the first thing that we can look forward to is coming this spring, and it's a new bird show at Animal Kingdom, which is featuring the characters from Up, Russell and Doug. Disney says, beginning just in time for the 20th anniversary of Disney's Animal Kingdom, which, by the way, is April 22nd, this new experience will offer guests the chance to see senior wilderness explorer Russell and his furry friend Doug as they discover species of birds from around the world in their newest adventure at the Caravan Theater in Anandapur Village, which is in the Asia section of Animal Kingdom. There will be up-close encounters each day with amazing winged creatures. Now, the downside of this announcement is that the show Flights of Wonder, which I happen to love at Animal Kingdom, did go away as of December of 2017, but this new show is coming in spring of 2018, so look forward to that. before April 22nd. The second thing that we have to look forward to in this year is the Caribbean Beach Resort refurbishment. It's more than a refurbishment. It's really an overhaul. I have been kind of critical of Caribbean Beach. It's my least favorite of all the moderates, but a lot of the things I dislike are probably going to improve a lot after it reopens with all the changes in place. One of the things that I have had a hard time with was the fact that there were two main buildings, two, you know, main areas, but they are transforming Old Port Royal, which is the centermost main building, into the entry, where it wasn't that before. There will be a new restaurant, lobby, marketplace, and I'm excited for all that because the worst meal I've ever eaten at Disney World was at Caribbean Beach Resort. So I like to think of resorts when I'm trying to rank them, I think of them in terms of food and transportation and theming and all that. And Caribbean Beach for me got a really low grade on food. So I look forward to that being completely improved and visiting that after it's reopened. That should be coming in summer of 2018. The third thing to look forward to is that new restaurants are opening in Disney Springs. I feel like I could schedule a tweet to go out every day that says new restaurants are open in Disney Springs, and it would almost always be true because they just keep coming. And that is going to continue to be true in 2018. Already this year, the Edison and other restaurants that are located near it and that are owned by the same people have opened. There's also a restaurant, I believe it's pronounced Jaleo, J-A-L-E-O, that will be opening sometime in 2018 where Portobello's has been located. And that will be on the west side of Disney Springs and offer some flavors of Spain from Chef Jose Andres. Then there's the Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill, which will be opening in Town Center. There's so many things in Town Center now. And that will have laid-back California-inspired dishes. So there just keeps coming. Disney Springs is much more of a destination now than it has been even when it was under the name Downtown Disney, because there's just so many things there to check out, especially food. If you're looking for good food, that is a great place to visit. Maybe fit in an evening during your trip, especially if you need a break day out of the parks. It's a great place to visit. The fourth thing to look forward to in 2018, drumroll, Toy Story Land. Of course, Toy Story Land is the big news of 2018, and they have said summer 2018, and so we'll have to see what that means exactly. Last year, Pandora opening date was announced in early February, and it opened at the end of May. A lot of people have assumed that Toy Story Land would open also at the end of May, since it's also been called summer. I kind of think maybe it'll be a little bit later, maybe end of June. We'll have to see. But nonetheless, sometime in summer of 2018, Toy Story Land will be opening. Right now, as this is being recorded, Toy Story Mania is being reconfigured to work with the new Toy Story Land. It's going to have a different entrance, and it'll be facing Toy Story Land behind it as opposed to facing towards the front of the park. So Toy Story Mania is operating at partial capacity because they've had to shut down some of the tracks to do this work, so lines have been growing. But the upside is that it's exciting that this kind of progress is taking place. The Slinky Dog coaster has also been seen in motion, and it is definitely being tested, and lots of the elements are in place and can be spotted from behind the walls. So Toy Story Land is exciting, and we look forward to being able to bring you lots of information about how to tour, and I hope Disney will tell us soon what the tiers will be for the fast passes there. We can expect that probably the Slinky Dog Coaster will be a Tier 1 Fast Pass, but maybe they'll do something like they did at Animal Kingdom, and they'll, you know, make you choose between a couple. You have to choose one or the other, but we'll have to see. So hopefully Disney will tell us more about that soon. We do have plenty of things coming after 2018 because it's just going to keep getting better and better for the next few years. First of all, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, aka Star Wars Land, that's probably going to open in late 2019. The one at Disneyland is probably going to be summer 2019, but Disney World will probably be late 2019. That's a whole other topic on its own. That's going to be bringing tons of people. Related to Star Wars is there's also going to be a Star Wars themed resort. A date hasn't been announced for that, but probably that will be in place by 2020. That's just a guess. And that's going to be exciting because I've never quite seen such immersive theming in a Disney resort, but we'll have to see when that officially opens. The third thing that's coming after this year is, or probably after this year, if it's not this year, is the Disney Skyliner gondolas. It's reasonable to think those will be open by the time Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opens at Hollywood Studios, but they may open before that, and that'll be gondolas to take you between some resorts and Epcot and Hollywood Studios. The fourth thing is Coronado Springs Resort, which has been going under major overhaul. They are taking one section of Coronado Springs and building a big tower there, which will be exciting. Another thing happening is Disney's Riviera Resort. It'll be built near Epcot. It's a Disney Vacation Club resort, and it'll probably be open in late 2019, but we don't know for sure about that. A new Cirque du Soleil show. We just recently learned that the Lanuba show in Disney Springs was there for a long, long time, and it closed in December. And it was announced that a new one would be coming. No date has been announced, but let's just hope that it's sooner than later so we can go and check that out. Now, there's lots of rides coming, and a lot of these were announced at D23 Expo in July. The first one is the Great Movie Ride closed at Hollywood Studios to make way for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and that is likely to open in 2019. At Epcot, we have several things going on, and these should all be in place by 2020 or 2021. Those years sound really far away, but I guess they aren't if you think about the time it takes to build a whole new attraction. But the Ratatouille ride is going into the France section of Epcot. It already exists at Disneyland Paris, and now they're going to be putting it into Epcot. The second thing is the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction. The Ellen's Energy Adventure has been closed and is being redone into the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction. And a space restaurant is going to be put in place next to Mission Space. And all those things should be in place by 2020 or 2021. Lastly, what we have to look forward to is a new Tron ride at Magic Kingdom. It's already in existence at Shanghai Disneyland, and it will likely open in time for the 50th anniversary festivities. 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom is October 1st, 2021, but the whole year of 2021 is probably going to be a year-long celebration, and so there's reason to expect that a lot of these things will be in place for that, including the Tron ride. I imagine we will hear about a lot more things that will be opening, such as maybe a nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom, since we haven't had one. We don't have one currently, but maybe they'll announce one for the festivities. Maybe there'll be new nighttime shows. You know, we'll have to see. But anyway, lots of exciting things happening this year and beyond. Can't wait.
Before we wrap it up today, I would like to share a quick tip with you. And my quick tip is a tool that was emailed to me by the creator. He did it as just a fun little side project and sent it out to three people, and I was one of them. I used it by myself without telling anyone for a little while. Then I kind of slowly mentioned it to my Instagram story, Facebook page, email list, and now I'm telling you in case you did not catch it on one of those other platforms. But the quick tip is to use a tool called fp4me.com, and it's the letter F, the letter P, the number 4, me.com. And what this does is it alerts you by text if a FastPass Plus that you've been looking for has availability. So I've been getting lots of positive responses. People were not able to get a FastPass for their trip, they signed up for the tool and they were able to snag it. So it's free, and you just have to give them your contact information so they can text you when that pops up. And that will hopefully help you if you weren't able to get it for your trip 30 or 60 days out. So I think that'll wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, including links to a lot of the things that were mentioned and the video of the main topic on YouTube, you can go look in your show notes, first of all, or you can go to the website and click on podcast at the top and look for episode 165. Until next time, I will see you on the site.
Anyway. You've got a friend in me. got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got troubles, I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Some of the folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe. But none of them could ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.